Ekspresi pertama saya bingung. Saya bingung. Saya enggak tahu saya harus berbuat apa.
This is Lily Camila. A year ago, she and her two children were living in a scant 10 square meter stall in a deserted marketplace together with 600 other families who had fled the burning mud flow. She called it a tragedy. She lost her land, her house, all of her life savings. A year later, not much has changed in her life. In a telephone interview, Lilik explains that she's still waiting for most of the compensation that she's entitled to for her lost property. She says the money is the only way for her to start rebuilding her life. The volcano has swallowed villages and farms, leaving more than 40,000 people homeless. Lapindo is an Indonesian oil and gas company that was drilling near the epicenter of the volcano. Some geology experts say its drilling may have caused the eruption. Lapindo says the volcano was triggered by an earthquake and denied any responsibility for the disaster. Still, the company has promised to compensate its victim. But the global economic crisis hit the Bakri conglomerate, which owns Lapindo. Yuniwati, a Lapindo representative, says that the toll payment should be made by 2010.
We have an intention that we are going to settle everything in July, but we unfortunately at this moment we have a global crisis. If only burned by Lapindo itself, it's impossible. That's why Bakri assists Lapindo through the Minara Lapindo Jaya.
This week, Indonesia's Supreme Court rejected a lawsuit claiming that Lapindo and government officials were to blame for the disaster and failed to fully compensate the victims. Victims of the mud volcano have no hope of returning to their land. It lies under a huge lake of mud that sprawls 640 hectares, twice the size of New York Central Park, and is still growing.
Sementara ini, sebagian pakar mengatakan bahwa ini...
Sumar Sono heads the Indonesian government's mud flow mitigation team. He says that there is no way to predict when the volcano will stop gushing. Some have been active for decades. For now, victims from the mud volcano are organizing demonstrations to demand their compensation money. For them, it is the only way to get new land, new homes, and their lives back on track. Soledad Norin for VOA News, Jakarta.